Hey, what's up, guys, to the first introductory episode of Practical Poker Profits Podcast. So Quad P, there you go. My name is Louie, and this is pretty much my, you know, my second podcast that I have. My first podcast that I have is a Uncanny Mystic Minds podcast. And so I'm veering out. I wanted to do a poker podcast about pretty much my current main passion and hobby and more, which is poker. And I do my fair share of thinking about poker, and I dedicate time to like learning and studying different strategies and mindset things that can help us in the game of poker, because like that phrase, life is like a marathon, right? And so I used to kind of, you know, say that and attribute that to a lot of truth in life. You know, I would see how, you know, you don't want to gas yourself out like in a marathon, and you want to be hydrated and take care of your nutrition, and that'll go a long way, and this and that. As I've been getting into poker the last several years, you know, I've started going to the card rooms when the pandemic, basically around when the pandemic started. You know, I had played poker in the past, but I started going officially to the card rooms, to the local card room, just some years ago. And now I'd like to say that life is like a poker match or like a poker session. And, you know, even though we do have different sessions, you know, poker is actually just one big, long, lifelong session. And then so that's like another way to view it, you know. So maybe you don't get caught up in, you know, whether you win every single hand or whether you get obsessed with every day being a certain winning session. And so, you know, even though that's a good thing to want, but at the same time, you know, there's a caveat to it. And so there's like a meta game, it's like a lifelong journey of a session. Right. And so, I'm making this podcast to want to basically help people who are getting into card rooms, or if you've been a losing player at the entry level low stakes, which is generally 1-2, no limit. This is for no limit hold'em. We're not going to get into the pot limit shit or things like that, or like Omaha. This is going to be for no limit Texas hold'em, no limit hold'em, entry level hold'em. So there's 1-3 games out there, you know, across the country. There's like 2-3 games. My local card room is a 1-2-2 game, so it's kind of similar to that. And I'm trying to talk about things and share things that have been helping me, and then that I think about for entry level no limit hold'em, you know, at your local card room, or even like at a house game. If y'all do house games like once a week, you know, a lot of people do that. So this is like the introductory episode where I want to talk about what this is going to be about in general. So eventually, you know, for sure, I want to have, you know, different poker players to come on, and we can like talk about, you know, certain hands that they went through, or just different concepts, mindset things. But in general, I want to be talking about things that I go through on a daily when I go mentally prepare myself to go to a card room, the things that I kind of go through that day. I want to kind of share these lessons, you know, because a lot of these lessons I end up seeing are things that just help me just as a whole person, and things that I had been neglecting in the past, or things that I kind of try to bury under the rug. Later on, these things come out in the poker room, like when the lights are more on you and the stakes are kind of getting higher. And then so I noticed that these things that we kind of brush under the rug, they end up coming out during these games. And so I want to talk about things that help me in that regard. And then even things like physical preparation, you know, so it's kind of like it, you know, kind of consider it like a sport, like a mental sport. And and in different versions of warfare, you need to have your body at optimal, you know, like moving and functioning at optimal levels. So, you know, we can even talk later on about things including like wellness and health, things that will help our energy levels and our minds to be more sharper and to be in tune with what we really want, you know, because you can have a plan of action at the house or on the drive to the casino, right, to the card room. And when you're driving there, you have your plan of action, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to translate to being effective once you get out there on the felt. You know what I mean? So, so we can talk about things like that and energy leaks and different types of poker leaks that we have in our game. You know, it'd be good to talk about these things, to put all that shit out there. So then once you realize where your weaknesses are, then we can kind of see how we can fix this, how can we improve ourselves. And then, and so that's where the journey is, you know? And so, and then on top of that, you know, I want to be sharing hands later on about certain hands that I went through, certain hands that I fucked up on, certain hands that I played well and stuff like that. And then, so that way we can analyze and dissect them and see, okay, well, it would have been good if he just would have gone all in on the turn here, or on the river, or, oh, maybe for this one, he shouldn't have kept, you know, continuation betting and all this stuff. And so, we're going to talk about different tactics and strategies like that. And, now that I'm thinking about it, you know, it'd be a good idea for the next episode after this introduction, to actually, talk about how the format of No Limit Hold'em even takes place, you know, in terms of like the semantics of the nine players and, you know, the different blinds, how we have the small blind, big blind, and how everything kind of works. And then the different layout of the cards, you know, from the flop, turn, and river. So if that sounds like Chinese to you, that'll be like something that we could talk about later on. And we, I can give you like the definitions, because poker has like its own language and its own terminology. And so if you're just kind of getting into this right now and you're curious about poker, or maybe you've been a bit of a losing or break even player in your entry-level card house, then, you know, we can go over these things too. And then that way you can know what we're talking about when we're getting deeper into things and concepts. And it's just stuff that it just has to eventually, you know, you, it'll end up going under your tool belt or whatever. And so that'll be some other stuff to do as well. I just wanted to introduce myself and let you guys know that I'm going to be making podcasts about just different types of stuff related to poker that will help us out. So I don't really want to put a cap on it. And so I'll just kind of leave it at that. And then, like I said, the next episode will be about the actual semantics, you know, like the actual literal stuff that happens in poker. So, because I notice when I see videos and comments, you know, a lot of people are curious about, like, they find it interesting, but they don't even necessarily know what this card means, you know, like, for example, like, what are the rankings, you know, from a pair all the way to quads, which is like the highest that you can get and stuff like that. And so, we're going to break all that stuff down, and I want to relate a lot of this stuff to life. Like that's the whole thing too. So that's why I have the title Practical in the beginning of it, because it's going to be very relatable to life. And then also a lot of the stuff that we see out like on YouTube or other podcasts, it's like, you know, it's basically with very established millionaires and shit, or if they're not millionaires, they're high level coaches, and, you know, and they know their shit a lot, but to average Joes, you know, around the country and around the world, you know, we all don't have bankrolls like that immediately, like off the rip. You know, I'm in the process of just building my own bankroll for this game. And then, so I want to try to show practical ways that we can build a bankroll so we can actually be a true poker player, you know, because there's a lot of things that come with it. And then a lot of people, you know, you'll see them come in and out of the place, and, you know, you might see people for like a week or two, and then you'll never see them ever again. You know what I mean? And so that's like a very common thing. And then, so hopefully that with the stuff that we learn and gain together here on this platform, we'll be able to establish ourselves as an official poker player, where we can have longevity in this game and stand the test of time and be able to make a profit at the same time. And then, so, you know, it's not like a get rich quick scheme. It's like a grind, literally. And then, so, and then on top of that, there's variance. So there's going to be ups and downs and roller coaster, moments, that's a part of it. And then, so we'll talk about the things to expect, you know, because, you know, I guess, you know, on movies or on the screen, you know, it can get so, like a lot of glitz and glamour, and there's, I guess, glamorous parts to it in a way, maybe not, but, it's very, like, it's a big grind. And then, so it gets, you know, it's not exactly all shiny how people might think it is. And so, so we'll kind of get through all that stuff as well. And, yeah, so I'm looking forward to later on as well in the future, bringing on guests, and, that way we can like pick each other's brain and kind of get into, like just like deeper levels of how players think, because, it's basically a mind war game. And then where the winner ends up by and large being a winner because he made like the least amount of mistakes. And then, so, that's a thing too. And then, so, yeah, we'll get into all that stuff and all these different things that you don't want to do. Like, you don't want to be a limper. You don't want to be someone who blows somebody out of the pot, like all these different types of things. I'll set up, you know, each individual episode, so we can just start kind of getting things under our belt and having like a foundation for the game. And then that way, when you do start playing, or when you're ready to go back to the card room, you feel like you have like some type of foundation and structure and a game plan that you can implement, and then and something that you can believe in, like a format. And then I won't give, you know, an exact specific thing that you have to do all the time. This will be based off of you and maybe like your bankroll situation and just the type of personality that you are. Maybe some people are very fiery people who are more aggro, and then you have people that are more more chill, that like to be able to kind of be smooth and not go through high amounts of variance. And there's levels in between that. So yeah, so I just wanted to introduce myself, Louie, and this is Practical Poker Profits Podcast. And so yeah, I'll be dishing stuff out, and then I'll also be putting this on YouTube. Right now my IG is Uncanny Mystic Minds, which is like I said earlier, my initial podcast that I have. And so we'll leave it at that for right now. So if you guys do want to get at me or ask me any questions, you can just IG me, or you can Gmail me at Uncanny Mystic Minds. And then, so yeah, we can get the ball rolling with that. And if you guys have any questions or any kind of input in terms of stuff that you guys would like to see, just let me know. And yeah, so stay tuned, guys, and we'll be dropping this stuff as we go. All right, peace.